Welcome to the program. Today we'll be looking in a minute in Philippians chapter 4, verse number 11, where Paul said, I have learned how to be content. Well, I need to learn that in this crazy day we're living in. Have your Bible ready. According to the dictionary, contentment is a state of happiness and satisfaction. Well, it was a lot more than that Paul the Apostle had. Happiness, that depends on happenings. What was happening with Paul? Well, in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, he said, I was in labor, stripes, and prisons, close to death. 5 times I was beaten with 40 stripes. 3 times he was beaten with rods. He was in journeyings, in perils of robbers, perils of countrymen, and perils of the heathen, and in perils in the sea, and in the wilderness, in weariness, and painfulness, he said. And besides all those things, the daily care of all the churches, yet he said, I've learned how to be content. Contentment is much more than a state of happiness, because happiness depends on happenings, and the things that were happening in Paul's life were certainly not going to lead him to contentment. Well, we'll look at it in a minute, but listen first to this message and song, Day by Day, and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here.
Day by day, and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here. Trusting in my Father's wise bestowment, I've no cause for worry or for fear. He whose heart is kind beyond all measure gives unto each day what he deems best. Lovingly, it's part of pain and pleasure, mingling toil with peace and rest. Every day, the Lord Himself is near me, with a special mercy for each hour. All my cares He fain would bear and cheer me. Whose name is Counselor and Power, the protection of His child and treasure, is a charge that on Himself He laid. As your days, your strength shall be in measure, this the pledge to me. In every tribulation, so to trust your promises, O Lord, that I lose not faith's sweet consolation offered me within your holy word. Help me, Lord, when toil and trouble to take as from a Father's hand. One by one, the days, the moments fleeting, till I reach the promised land. Till I reach the promised land.
We've seen the dictionary says contentment is being happy, but happiness depends on what is happening. And contentment, as far as the Bible is concerned, can be ours regardless of what is happening. Paul the Apostle said in Philippians 4:11, not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatever state I am therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Now notice he said, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. It verse starts off with I and ends with me. That sounds like it's kind of self-centered. Well, he's just stating a fact, and you can state a fact like that if you put Christ right in the middle of the verse. He said, I can do all things through Christ. And notice it doesn't say, who strengtheneth me? It says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Doing things through the power of Christ gives us strength. Someone years ago wrote the following. It was actually Alan Redpath, and I read it when I was a teenager, and I've kept this. I really look at this little quote every once in a while because it's so helpful. He said, there's nothing, no circumstance, no trouble, no testing that can ever touch me until, first of all, it has gone right past Christ, right through to me. If it has come that far, it has come with a great purpose, which I may not understand at the moment. But as I refuse to become panicky, as I lift up my eyes to His and expect it as coming from the throne of God for some great purpose of blessing to my own heart, no sorrow will ever disturb me, no trial will ever disarm me, no circumstance will cause me to fret, for I shall rest in the joy of what my Lord is. Well, perhaps you're going through some hard times right now. Well, you look through the Bible. For instance, David, he had some real serious circumstances. And we read in Psalm chapter 62 and verse number 5, why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God. Nehemiah faced some hard times, and he said, the joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Day by day, and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here.
Day by day, and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here. Trusting in my Father's wise bestowment, I've no cause for worry or for fear. He whose heart is kind beyond all measure gives unto each day what he deems best, lovingly. It's part of pain and pleasure, mingling toil with peace and rest. Every day the Lord Himself is near me, with a special mercy for each hour. All my cares He fain would bear and cheer me. He whose name is Counselor and Power, the protection of His child and treasure, is a charge that on Himself He laid. As your days, your strength shall be in measure. This the pledge to me He made. Help me, Lord, in every tribulation, so to trust Your promises, O Lord, that I lose is not faith's sweet consolation offered me within your holy word. Help me, Lord, when toil and trouble meeting, e'er to take as from a Father's hand. One by one, the days, the moments fleeting, till I reach the promised land. Till I reach the promised land.